For more than a century, a South Coast museum has been the centerpiece of Ventura County's historic and cultural heritage.
It is the repository of our county's history. It has a library with over 150,000 two-dimensional objects, maps, documents, books, etc., and 30,000 artifacts, including farm implements, stored all over the county, and over 1,000 pieces of art.
But Elena Brokaw, the interim director of the Museum of Ventura County, says the institution is facing a major financial crisis. It's seeking government and community help to survive. During the last 4 years, the nonprofit institution has lost between $400,000 and $600,000 annually, with reserves going from more than $700,000 to less than $100,000. She says a real tipping point came about 6 years ago. The museum completed an expansion project at its main facility at 100 East Main Street in downtown Ventura, and at the same time added an agricultural museum in Santa Paula.
Those two projects increased the expenses precipitously.
So Brokaw says after becoming the interim head of the museum about a year ago, they've taken a number of steps to cut expenses.
Staff has taken across-the-board salary reductions. When I came here, there were 18 staff. There are now 12. Programs have been cut. We get asked all the time, why isn't more going on at that museum? And it is because there is nobody to do it and there's no money to pay for the program. These buildings that we have are extraordinarily expensive. And remember, we're a museum. We have to be climate controlled. So our overhead is phenomenal.
But she says it's an institution which is definitely worth saving. Brokaw says the museum is a reflection of a big part of the county's history.
The museum was founded in 1913. It was launched as part of the opening of the new county courthouse in downtown Ventura, what is now Ventura City Hall. And the original museum was a room in that county courthouse, which consisted of a donation from Dr. Cephas Bard of Bard Hospital fame, who was a doctor who collected, rather than money from his clients, a lot of artifacts. So he had a really impressive collection. That collection was donated to the county.
In 1957, the museum became a separate nonprofit under the umbrella of the Ventura County Historical Society. In the early 1970s, some longtime families in the county got together to build the museum's current Main Street location. But in 1978, the museum lost much of its county funding due to the impacts of the passage of Proposition 13. It became much more reliant on grants and community support. Brokaw says while they've significantly reduced expenses, there are limits as to what you can cut and still be a museum. She talks about some of the elements of a five-year plan to save the institution.
To really be sustainable into the future, we have to have permanently restricted endowments that spin off enough to fund the ongoing operations. Number two, we have to take care of our collections. Right now, the museum has all those artifacts, all those documents, all that art in 14 different storage areas around the county, some of which are not climate controlled. Number three, what is this museum's role? That is a huge job, defining the vision.
But Brokaw says key to the plan is new financial support from the city of Ventura and Ventura County.
What we have asked for from our government partners is 5 years of funding, starting off at a higher level and tapering down. City Council approved 6 months of funding, half of 250, in other words, 125,000. The County of Ventura will be hearing our proposal, another five-year proposal, for $500,000 in the first year.
County officials are recommending that county supervisors make a commitment to help when they discuss the issue this afternoon. But in a staff report, they're suggesting a six-month, $125,000 pledge of new support and not the $500,000 requested. Brokaw says with city and county commitments, they can lock down $250,000 in additional community support. She says $80,000 has already been pledged, contingent on the government funding, and she's sure they can raise the additional $170,000.
The community understands that this is our collective history and that our collective history is important.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.